You're listening to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Hope that you're having a fantastic Friday. We've got about 12 more minutes until 10 o'clock. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville Athletic and Activities Director Ryan Huff for a summer edition of Bruin Buzz. And Coach Huff, first time we've had you in here in a couple of weeks, but it's officially the off season. Had about a couple weeks since the last competition actually wrapped up for Bartlesville High Athletics. I guess that was the track and field meet. What was that? A couple, maybe even three Saturdays ago now.
Yeah,
I think it was three Saturdays. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're well into the off season now, and kind of, I'm sure, getting your feet settled in as you get ready for your first summer as head athletic and activities director at BHS.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. It's been a while since I've been in. The last time was, like, I think, the Friday before the track and field state meet.
Sounds
and
right.
Then
yep.
The boys tennis tournament that was in Oklahoma City. So yeah, the school year wound down, and athletics is wrapped up. Now we're going into the summer season with camps going on with different sports last week, this week, and next week. And you know, the coaches are getting things lined up for fall for next year, but we're excited with what's going to occur next year in our sports programs.
Yep, absolutely. And I was thinking when you and I were talking, and when you first got here about 10 minutes ago, we were talking about the summer starting and how you gotten schedules together and so on and so forth. And I just thought to myself, it's just going to be a blink of the eye, and fall practices will start sometime in early. And I know that a lot of those sports can actually start in late July. I know that softball and Coach Hampton, some of them get going. They don't necessarily have some restrictions on that, but I know it's going to be just matter of time before the fall starts again.
Yeah, it is. It's just like the school year. I mean, it goes faster and faster each year, and with the athletics, it's going to be the same way. You know, volleyball and softball, cross country, they all begin in July. And, you know, volleyball and softball, they actually have games and before school starts.
Yeah.
We start school on August 17th next year, and they'll have competitions that will be occurring. So they're going to be getting after it even before the kids walk the halls the first day of school.
Couple things have happened since the last time we spoke. We had talked about Jeff Burke, who was going to step down as tennis coach after he kind of filled in for even a year extra than maybe he thought he was going to the last couple years as head of the tennis program. But it sounds like you guys got a good one from Nowata High School. Former head coach of the Ironman's tennis program has come over to Bartlesville.
Yeah, Brian Reese is the new tennis coach for the Bartlesville Bruins, and we're extremely excited to have him on board. He's bringing over a wealth of knowledge in the tennis area. He's also going to be helping out on the defensive side of the ball for the varsity football staff. But, you know, we're very fortunate to get Brian in the fact that, you know, he's had some done some great work at Nowata with the kids over there in the tennis program. And having him coming over, and with the help of Lisa Henthorne, who's the assistant with the tennis program, just to have them two on board, I see great things happening with the tennis program.
Yeah, I've talked with a few people from Nowata, and everyone had tremendous things to say about Coach Reese. It sounds like he's going to be a good fit to lead what has been a pretty darn good tennis program last couple years. He's got a lot of guys back from a whole team that qualified for the state tournament this past year.
Yeah, there's a lot of experience that's going to be coming back. You know, even when you lose Daniel from that team, you know, you've got a lot of guys that'll be coming back that's put in a lot of hours on the court and a lot of matches in the past couple of seasons. So he's going to have some players there that's going to have some experience where they can do some great things.
Another thing that I've seen kind of floating around on social media the last day or two is the new activities bus that you guys have. I know lots of times some people go to football or basketball games, and you see a team from Muskogee or Broken Arrow, they come in with those big painted out buses, and lots of times in the past, except for the Bruin Brigade, the football team or basketball teams or whatever would show in a regular old school bus, yellow orange school bus, but now Bartlesville is going to have a couple of those kind of wrapped, painted, nice Bruin buses to take some of their big teams on.
Yeah, we had the first activity bus pull into the lot yesterday late morning, and it is super sharp. I mean, it's a real deal. Actually, the guy that put the wrap on the bus said that was probably the best one that he's seen through all the schools that he's done. And he's done Broken Arrow, he's done Jinx, he's done Union. And even those schools have commented on the on what the bus looks like. So we're very fortunate to have that. And again, we want to thank the patrons of Bartlesville who supported the bond issue to purchase those activity buses. So the first one arrived yesterday. We're going to have another one that's going to come in next week or two. Also, in addition to that, we're going to have two people movers, which are actually 15-passenger smaller buses. But the difference in those and a regular bus is, you know, coaches, they don't necessarily need a CDL to drive those. And so that'll be really beneficial for, you know, the teams that don't take a lot of players to their events, such as golf, such as tennis. And so it's really going to help with our transportation as well as far as scheduling, because, you know, when you have a golf team have an event one day, then you have tennis on the same day. We've got Suburbans that we can utilize, but then we get running thin on those, so those people movers will help out quite a bit.
Yeah, and I would guess that it's going to make maybe some of the moving teams around the state a little bit more efficient, perhaps. I would guess that maybe there's some wasted space and gas and stuff like that that you guys can
Yeah, they'll definitely be fuel efficient on that.
Yeah. Talking with Ryan Huff here, Bartlesville Athletic and Activities Director on Bruin Buzz every Friday morning, 9:45 on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. Touched on those major things. What else is going on around the Athletic and Activities office? I know that you had mentioned that you're already kind of starting to wrap up, putting together conglomerate schedules of some of the things. I know that Coach Hughes is still helping you guys with that on a part-time basis. Maybe we can talk about that a bit.
Yeah, so all the schedules for the fall and the winter sports are pretty much put together. They're not official, because right now the ADs with Bartlesville and the other schools in our conference, we're comparing our schedules to make sure that we have the dates on correctly, the venues on correctly. But for the most part, Terry Hughes has done an outstanding job and continuing to work on those schedules and getting those put together. It's a full slate. I mean, we're starting early part of August. August 1st is the first date in which the fall can have competitions, events, and so he's got those together. So it's just a matter of comparing it with other schools to see that everyone's is correct.
Yeah, and we kind of touched on this earlier, but it's really just a matter of like 5, 6, 7 weeks at the most before some of those teams are going to start practice, notably softball and volleyball, because they will have competitions, as you said, in early August. And of course BHS is going to start in mid-August, so they'll need to be on the practice field pretty early.
Yes, they will. Yeah, I know Coach Ampton, Coach Williams with softball and volleyball, they're going to be hooking up with the players quite a bit starting in mid-July, early July, in order to see that their players are ready for game action 1st of August.
Yeah, and I know that I've talked with Coach Hampton a little bit, and that helps with him because he can kind of mix summer ball with fall ball a little bit on that softball diamond, kind of get it together, and it's almost like they just play as a squad together with slow pitch in the spring on through some summer softball into the fall. It's almost like they kind of just stay together and get a lot of continuity the, you know, 8, 9, 10 weeks before the season.
Yeah, so he set up a league where you know his girls are going to be playing in, and so that, you know, the summer ball, it's just something to where as a coach you want to make sure that you have all your players out there so that they can get adjusted, that you can get your signals in, so it's a smooth transition from summer into fall, because you do have that limited time whenever practice officially starts to get everything in. And so that's the benefit of the summer. And you know, you not only look at softball, but you look at volleyball as well with the camps that they have and the girls that are going through, and then also with baseball with Legion and the leagues that they're in, just to continue on with the that sport. I know it's in the spring, but still it's getting them acclimated to what they're going to be doing when spring rolls around.
Yep, and we got 7 Bruins that'll start playing tonight with the Dunches Fort Indians beginning this evening. 6 o'clock first pitch this evening right here on K1 as they host Ada. And summer has started. We're into the middle of baseball season. Coach Huff's a Chicago Cubs fan. What's the deal with your Cubs, man?
I don't know. The starting pitching really has to come on strong. I think that's where we're lacking right now. If we can get over the hump and not give up four or five runs in the first inning every single ball game, I think we may have a shot.
You got to get that to Wade Davis in the ninth, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. He's been excellent this year. So, you know, they're a young club still, and they've got a lot of talent on there. It's just coming off the high of a world championship at the end of last year and then figuring out that, you know, you got to turn it on. Other teams are going to be coming after you.
And the good news is, even though they're kind of hovering around 500, the NL Central hasn't been spectacular.
Yes, and so I was actually looking at the standings of other divisions this morning in the paper, and I was comparing the Cubs' record at 25-27 and going, okay, if we were possibly in the AL West with the Astros, we'll be looking at, you know, 10 games out right now. So we're fortunate to be in a division where, you know, not all the teams have been playing up to their standard. So so that's given us a little bit of hope.
Yeah, the American League Central with my Royals is much the same. Unfortunately, Kansas City's not very close to 500. They're a few games back. They're about 8 or 9 games behind that. But, well, we're getting close to, I know All-Star voting came out just a couple days ago, the first round of All-Star voting. And then, like I said, before you know it, it's only about 4 or 5 weeks until we're in the middle of the whole thing and the All-Star break starts. So summer's going to go by quick. It's already June, which is hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
And you'll be right in the throes of your first real deal. Of course, you're officially become the man on July the 1st, so that's all coming up here in about a month.
It is. You know, I officially made the transition over to the high school full-time, cleaned out the office at Central last week.
That was early this week.
It was. You know, it's bittersweet to leave there because that's a great school. They've got great faculty, but they're in good hands with Kerry Gardner and Ariel Ortega taking over the administrative reins there. And so, but I'm excited moving forward, and I'm looking forward to great things within the athletic department of Bartlesville Public Schools.
Ryan Huff. Coach Huff, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.